Good morning, it's 5 minutes past nine, and welcome to Disability Forum on Life FM 93.1 with Eric and Mary, right through to 9.30 this morning. Mary is on a bit of a vacation at the moment, a staycation, but she'll be back with us as soon as possible, so hopefully she's enjoying the break. Today is Wednesday, 29th of May, and today is World MS Day. And so watch out for that, and I'm sure there'll be people out collecting for MS Awareness Day, and there should be a lot happening as well. We'll give you more information towards the end of the programme. Well, it's the last Wednesday of the month, and it's the part of the show where we have Alan Cuthbert, our financial expert in studio, to talk to us on special needs finances. Alan Cuthbert, trading as financial well-being, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. So welcome to the show, Alan.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And thank you for coming in again this month. This week, giving our listeners some guidance around writing a letter of wishes. So firstly, what is a letter of wishes?
A letter of wishes, it's a very important document, and it's something that I get all my families to complete. Simply put, a letter of wishes is a document that outlines your dreams, your aspirations for your son or your daughter with special needs. So when you're no longer around, it's a document there. It's not a legal binding document, unlike your will, but it will provide valuable information that can really help the next caregivers.
What are some of the important things to include in the letter of wishes, Alan?
There's lots of things, you know, to include, but to kind of put in the main points, really, what you need to put down is your child's medical history. So what's your child's medical history since they're born? What's been happening? What's their current treatment? Who they're seeing? Certainly put down as well if your child has taken some medication and has reacted poorly to it. So stuff like that is important to put down. Living arrangements is the big thing. Try to put down, you know, who you would wish for your child to live with, and certainly some alternative living arrangements. If that doesn't work out in the future, then what do you want to see happen there? And as you're kind of doing that, key people in your child's life, so when you're no longer around, who is the kind of relationships you would like to see that would continue on? And then there's lots of different things then that you should be putting in around, say, your child's entitlements, because as you can imagine, when you're trying to figure out the entitlements, it's quite complicated. So for the next person, making sure that those entitlements and benefits, they're understanding what they are. And then the big thing, what I'm always trying to get parents to do, is set up that trust. So when the trust is set up, then you need guidance and stuff in your letter of wish to give them some information around how much money is going to be there, what kind of investment, where to put the money, and for the trustees then to have a good understanding of what to do with the money so it doesn't kind of disqualify your child from any future entitlements. So there's lots of things you can include, and probably the main kind of trust of the whole letter of wish is a kind of around your child's passions, their joys, your future aspirations for them. So covering all those areas, put it all into the document, and that should really help.
And Alan, would you need a solicitor to write the letter of wishes?
You can if you want. You can hire a solicitor if you want to write the letter of wish, but I don't see necessarily that you should do that, in a sense. I'd find a kind of template document, and what you'll find is that parents themselves have all the information, so they can just write it themselves, you know. And probably the hard part for parents is really to start it. And it can certainly be a difficult document to start up. But all I'd say to parents is just get a few notes together, start writing the letter of wish, and then just every year look at it again, just update it, and you'll find after 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden you have a very good document that will be of a fabulous value to, you know, the next caregiver.
Would you recommend people getting it notarised?
I would certainly get it to your solicitor at the end. It's very important that your solicitor sees this document as well, because then what that does, it prevents any conflict of interest with your will, so everything's kind of pointing in the right direction. So certainly show it to your solicitor, and I would file it with your will. So again, it's general. Not only do you have a will, but you have another document with your will that really explains what it is you want to see in the future.
And you would, let's say, the wider family know as well about this.
Exactly. It's very important that, you know, you don't keep it a secret. You share this with your family, and really the key people then is your guardians and trustees. You need to sit down with them and have a kind of frank conversation. And this is a fabulous document then for you to sit down and go through and give them an understanding of what it is you're asking of them, what are their kind of responsibilities going forward, and certainly giving them the opportunity to say whether or not they're willing to accept all that kind of responsibility. So certainly share it, as you said, with the family, and certainly then with your carers and guardians.
And also, if children are in care or being adults in care, that whoever they're in care with would actually know about it as well.
Exactly, the key worker would have a good understanding. It's important that, you know, they understand your child as well. They understand your dreams and aspirations. And what is it you're wanting for them? So again, sitting down with them, going through that document, again, it gives them a bit more information. And like everything, the more information, the better it's going to be for everybody, and obviously in particular your son, your daughter with special needs.
Right, Alan. This morning, I believe you have a talk on COPE happening.
Yeah, I'm going off to the primary school there now at 10 o'clock, so I need to move it across the city. Do a talk there for the parents, and obviously get that information around. I'll be talking a little bit around wish list and rules, trust, and obviously finances around all that area.
Well, Alan, I think that gives our listeners a better understanding of how to write a letter of wishes. And, of course, if you have any financial questions you'd like answered, then you can send an email to disabilityforum@lifefm.ie, or you can call us on 086 7200 93 1. And if you would like to find out more about the wonderful service Alan provides, and by the way, Alan provides his services here to us free of charge every month, and we thank him for that, and he provides information for parents of special needs children, then you can call Alan on 021 482 3635. That's 021 482 3635, or you can visit Alan's website at www.financialwellbeing.ie, www.financialwellbeing.ie. And again, Alan, of course, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, and Alan will be back with us again on the last Wednesday of June. So the months are flying by, and we thank Alan for coming into the programme today. So thank you very much indeed, Alan.
Speak to you soon, Eric.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Edward Smith was the captain of the largest ship in the world. They called the brand new vessel Unsinkable. But on his last voyage, the Unsinkable ship's captain, Ed Smith, proved otherwise. Hi, I'm Nick Vujicic at lifewithoutlimbs.org. 100 years have passed since the Titanic went down, and there's been a resurgence of intrigue over the fascinating details of this historic disaster. Captain Smith planned to retire when he reached New York. Like others who were aboard the maiden voyage, Ed was aware of the icebergs lying ahead of him in the deep ocean waters. But stopping or slowing down was not an option in his mind. He was aboard the Unsinkable luxury liner, right? Well, most ships took heed of the warning signs and wisely opted to drop anchor for the night. But Captain Smith chose to forge ahead. He was in a hurry. And the rest, of course, is history. So here's the life application. Are you seeing any warning signs in your life that need attention? Got some icebergs floating across your course? Maybe you're at the brink of exhaustion. Maybe God is shooting off some flares telling you to drop anchor and spend some time in the calm waters of His care. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast." Make no mistake, God never guaranteed a life of smooth sailing. Adversity will come. There's no getting around it. But when you see the danger signs, that's when you know it's time to slow down. Drop the anchor and spend some time in the presence of the living God. What's happening in your life today that's screaming for your attention? The anchor of our soul is our Savior. So cling to the one who will keep your hope steadfast and sure.
Learn more about Nick and how lives are being changed around the world when you go online at lifewithoutlimbs.org. This is 93.1. Life FM.
Shining the light of a car.
Open your heart, love. There was a time when your dreams were not so small. Even in the dark of night, you know the sun will rise after all. Don't run away. Don't be afraid. Love can make you new today.
today. And I've had MS for 4 years. After the birth of my son, 4 years ago, I started to drag my left foot and started to trip over a lot, and decided it wasn't quite right, and went off to the doctors and got referred to a neurologist in Bedford, who gave me an MRI scan, and that's how we found out I had MS. When I was first diagnosed, I was shocked. My symptoms are loss of mobility. My left leg tends to drag quite a bit, so I walk with a stick. I have pins and needles in my hand, so like the fine motor skills. MS does affect the whole family. Things like playing football with the boys, I can't do, that sort of thing. And I think it affects them maybe emotionally, but we can talk about that, and I'm still mum, I'm still wife, and do their normal things, because I won't let it affect me in that way of, you know, we'll just carry on family life as it should be. We've adapted this bathroom into have a shower with handrails and things like that, so at least I'm safe when I'm showering. And also we brought a transportable trike called a Zappy, which can go into the car, which is useful for holidays and shopping centres and travelling around the hospital should you need to. Starting of March 2008, I started on an injection called the Rebif, which reduces the relapses or severity of them. I do that 3 times a week myself. And I'm on Baclofen, which is a muscle relaxant, which I take twice daily. I went into hospital on the 8th of September with a relapse that had happened at home, completely paralysed from the hips downward. And my hand started to close up, my right hand, so I couldn't hold a toothbrush or a hairbrush, nothing. And then I lost my speech. Went into hospital, had the steroids, and eventually I did get a bit better, and then only to go and have a second relapse in hospital. Since I've been at home, I've been on the neuro rehab team here in Bedford, which have been fantastic, where they've got me doing things at home, but also managed to get the boys out, take the boys to school on my trike, and they come with me and have a shopping trip, you know, so they're there, if you know, just to see how I get on, and be there to support me, really. Personally, I'd say it's not actually a death sentence. There is a lot more worse things that could happen to you, and you just find the tools and the way to get around it and get on with your life, because life is short, and sometimes this puts it into perspective, and to stay and remain positive.
There you go, that's Joy talking about MS, multiple sclerosis, and as we said at the top of the program, today is World MS Day. And this year is shaping up to be the best ever. Young people with MS is the focus of this year, with the tagline, "What's Your Motto?" being the theme. You can be joining people and organisations across the world to raise awareness and raise issues and raise funds. And for more information, you can contact 021-430-0001. That's 021-430-0001. Or you can email sodron@mssociety.ie. That's sodron@mssociety.ie. Or they have a national helpline, 1-850-233-233. That's 1-850-233-233.
After the great success of the past 2 years, Life FM is holding our third fundraising prayer walking weekend on the June bank holiday in Kerry. That's the 1st to the 3rd of June. We'll be based at Dunloview Hostel in Killarney among some of Ireland's most beautiful scenery. Come for the crack and fellowship for the whole weekend or drop in for the day. Accommodation is B&B or camping and can be booked by ringing Josie on 086-872-0375 or email walking@lifefm.ie.
Douglas Post Magazine, our fastest growing quality magazine in Cork, is available free in a shop near you. So remember, pick up a copy of the Douglas Post from this Thursday.
Imagine waking up in a charming, spacious holiday home in a relaxed rural town in Brittany, France. Supermarkets, restaurants and swimming pool all close. Only 30 minutes from golden sandy beaches with surfing, canoeing, sailing, golf, walks, cycle trails and activity parks all nearby. Not to mention the shopping and the food, cooked only as the French can. Lettings weekly to fit in with ferries. Don't just imagine. Phone Hugh on 087-2535-122. 087-2535-122 for more information. Go on, you deserve a break.
Welcome back to Disability Forum on Life FM 93.1, Cork's dedicated disability show with Eric and Mary. I'd just like to mention a few things before we go. That the National Carers Week will take place between the 10th and the 16th of June. It's now in its 7th year and with support from the EBS. This year is shaping up to be the biggest and best National Carers Week yet. The calendar of events you can get as well if you go to Carers Association website. Part of the activities, MS Ireland will launch MS Caregivers Toolkit on the 12th of June in the MS Care Centre. And you can find out more details by going to the Multiple Sclerosis website. And I'm sure they're also on Facebook as well. As we said before the break, this is World MS Day. The best way to keep up with what's happening is to go to www.ms-society.ie. That's www.ms-society.ie. Now, I'd like to also mention that there's a National Vigil for Life taking place on June the 8th between 3 and 4pm in Merrion Square in Dublin. To organise a bus or to find out buses in your area that are going to the actual event, you can contact Denise on 087-266-8702. That's 087-266-8702, or you can contact them by email at nationalvigilforlife, all one word, at gmail.com. And this is organized by the National Vigil for Life Committee, and it's a pro-life organization, and they invite you to participate. And of course, the last time there was such a march happening, there was over 30,000 people attended, and they're hoping for a lot more to take part in the Vigil for Life. And again, that's happening on June the 8th between 3 to 4pm in Merrion Square in Dublin. It's a good idea to check about the buses, if there's buses leaving from your area, Cork City, or around the county. Then again, contact Denise on 087-266-8702. Well, I'm afraid that's about it for us for the programme for today. Thank you very much indeed for your company, and we hope that you've got a better insight into MS, and also the information that Alan Cooper gave us. And thanks again to Alan for dropping in again this morning to tell us about wish lists. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Thanks to Mary for producing. Mary should be back shortly, and I hope she's enjoying the break. So have yourself a lovely day, and have a lovely week, and we'll be back with you again next Wednesday, just after 9, here on Life FM 93.1 with Disability Forum. We take you out now with Mick Flannery. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye for now.
Just because I'll be a demon, the crew is calling for the Shamohim, Otasemohim, Hey.